们已经来到这个罗马书十二章，我们今天要从要看三到第八节，不过我们还是从第一节开始念。
We will be looking at Romans 12:3-8 today, but we will start reading from verse 1.
罗马书第十二章第一节说：所以弟兄们，为神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。我凭着所赐给我的恩，对你们个人说：不要看自己过于所单看的，要照神所分给个人的信心的大小看得合乎中道。正如我们一个身子有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们有这许多人在基督里成为一生，凡互相联络做肢体也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当作照着信心的程度说预言，或做执事就当专意执事，或做教导就当意教导，或做劝化就当专意劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯的就当甘心。
Romans 12:1. I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them, in prophecy, in proportion to our faith, in service, in our serving, the one who teaches, in his teaching, the one who exhorts, in his exhortation, the one who contributes, in generosity, the one who leads, with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness.
今天我们要跟大家思想侍奉敬拜神，用你的恩赐来侍奉敬拜神。
And today we want to think about how to exercise your gift to worship God.
这段经文在讲什么呢？
What is this passage about?
所以这段经文很清楚告诉我们说，我们必须要敬拜，怎么敬拜呢？献上，将身体献上，当作活祭来敬拜神。
And this passage tells us how we could, or how we ought to worship by presenting our bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, and that is our spiritual worship.
什么叫做敬拜呢？这如果你看华文圣经，它这里讲到啊，你们如此侍奉，它没有讲敬拜。
What is worship? If you look at the Chinese, it says service.And it doesn't say worship.
所以我们跟大家讲到上一周我们跟大家讲的时候呢，我们跟大家讲说，在从第一节到第二节呢，我们看到这个敬拜的劝勉，或者这个exhortation， 或者是 counsel.
And in the last Sunday, we were talking about how to worship and serve God from verses 1 to 2. So from verse 1, we see that Paul exhorts us to worship, and this is the counsel to worship.
所以那个字侍奉这个字呢，有时候同一个希腊文呢可以翻译成是敬拜。
And the same Greek word is both translated as service and worship.
所以它是在圣殿里面献祭，或者在圣殿里面侍奉，这个是一个敬拜的这个表现。
So to be offering sacrifices or to be serving in the temple is actually an expression of worship.
特别是那个献上这个字，那个动作呢，不是外面做的什么献上，是在圣殿里面那个姿势要献上礼物的那个姿势叫做这个，所以这个是一个敬拜的一个环境里面，这个动作呢本身呢就是敬拜。
And the word translated present is not referring to giving things everywhere else, but it is referring to within the temple when the people were offering sacrifices in the temple, and this is also referring to the worship in the temple.
所以我们看到第一节在这里，他说你们保罗说，我用神的慈悲劝你们要献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。这边有三个这个形容词，是活的，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
And so in verse 1, when Paul says that he appealed to you, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, that there are three descriptive terms here, which is living, holy, and acceptable.
所以你看到吗？他说你的敬拜或者是你的侍奉，怎么样的侍奉呢？不是死的侍奉。为什么呢？因为主耶稣已经为我们钉死了。以前旧约里面要献牛献羊，是因为是预表耶稣的将来要为我们除罪，因为牛羊不能除我们的罪。
And your worship or your service.Has got to be living. Why must it be living? Because Jesus has already died for our sins, and the people do not need to actually offer any more animals like bulls and lambs to come to worship anymore, because all these things in the Old Testament, the sacrifices were just a typology. They are not going to take away sin.
所以当主耶稣为我们定死之后，你记得吗？那个圣殿的这个幔子裂成两边，所以所有人就可以走到至圣所里面，已经不需要再献这些祭了。
And remember when Jesus died on the cross, the curtain in the temple was torn into two, and this signifies that the Holy of Holies is now able to receive all the people to enter without bringing any sacrifices anymore.
以前殿那个幔子是要阻止人进去。
In the past, the curtain was to forbid people from entering.
只有大祭司一年一次才能够进去。
Only the high priest can enter once a year.
但是主耶稣为我们钉死复活之后呢，这个幔子就已经裂开了，所以我们可以直接到至圣所，因为主耶稣就是那个祭物。
So after Jesus died, the curtain was torn into two because his sacrifice enables us to come.Into the Holy of Holies.
所以当主耶稣为我们钉死之后呢，我们不需要再献，所以现在他不要死的，现在他我们献的祭呢，是我们自己是活的，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
So after this has been achieved, now we do not need to bring any more dead animals as sacrifice. God wants us to present our bodies as living sacrifices, and this is holy and is acceptable.
所以在这里我们看到一个劝勉。
So there is a counsel here.
但是不但是看到劝勉，我们还看到两个这个命令。
Not only is there a counsel, but we also see two commands.
第一呢，我们不要效法世界；第二呢，是要心意更新而变化。这两个呢，都是命令。
Firstly, we are not to be conformed.To the world, and secondly, we are to be transformed by the renewal of our minds. Both of these are imperatives.
所以我们怎么样敬拜神呢？
So how do we worship God?
我们讲到有三种敬拜，至少圣经里面提到三种。
And we say that the Bible speaks at least of three types of worship.
一种是我们嘴唇话语的敬拜，是这个敬拜的果子。
And one type is through our lips, and that's the fruit of our lips.
所以我们用赞美称颂为祭献给神，这是用口头用语言来敬拜。
And we can actually be presenting our words through our lips to worship God.
另外呢，我们敬拜是从心里面，因为主自己曾经说过，这个嘴不但是用嘴唇，他说，但是有些人用嘴唇没有心，他说这个嘴唇敬拜我，但心远离我，说敬拜也是枉然的。
But yet at the same time, God says in the scriptures.Of those people who worship God with their lips, but their hearts are far away, and because of that, their worship is in vain. So it's not just through words, but also through the heart.
所以有一种是语言，一种是心灵啊。所以你们唱诗歌的时候，记得要开口唱诗歌。
So firstly is through the lips, and then it's through the heart as well. So when you're singing hymns and songs, please open your mouth to sing aloud.
你要唱，你用语言来唱的时候，不是唱给我们听，是唱给神听。
So when you sing using your lips, you're not singing to us, but you're singing to God.
不但是用语言，你要心里预备，从心里面觉得神真的是配得，神真的是值得，神的是真的重要，这个是从心里面来敬拜。
And not just through words, but also truly in your heart, you must want to worship God because you believe that He is worthy of your worship, and so you worship Him with your heart.
所以不但是语言，不但是心，而且是行动。他说这里，所以这边他说，所以你们要将身体献上，当作活祭，圣洁的。所以不但是这样，你必须要有动作，你必须要有行动。这个行动就是今天我们要讲的，就是侍奉，就是要做一些事情，为主做一些事情。
And not just worship with your lips and worship with your heart, but you must also worship through your actions, because the passage that we are looking at today, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, this involves active movement on your part, and you must have action to worship God. So we are talking about how you worship God through your service today.
所以今天呢，我们要讲到用恩赐来侍奉神。
So today we're going to talk about how you should serve God with your spiritual gifts.
但是我们还没有讲恩赐侍奉神，我们在现在稍微讲一讲从心里面去敬拜。
But before we go there, firstly, let's speak a little bit about how to worship through your heart.
所以这边他讲到说，当你献祭的时候呢，我可以这么讲，弟兄姐妹，如果你来教会，每一个主日来教会。来敬拜神，这是好的，用口敬拜神，用心敬拜神。同时呢，你必须要用行动来，怎么用行动呢？就是用你的这个恩赐，在教会服侍，这个用这个方式来敬拜神。
So if you come to church every week and you sing hymns to worship God, brothers and sisters, this is good because you are worshiping God through your lips. But when you come, you must also be ready to act and to put into action. So that is referring to serving one another using a spiritual gift.
所以今天我们要讲这个，但是还没讲这个之前呢，我们稍微讲另外一个，就是除了这个之外呢，另外一种敬拜方式呢，就是使到自己不要效法世界，而要从心意更新而变化。这个慢慢的成圣这个过程呢，也是敬拜的一个部分。
But before we talk about that, we also want to talk about how to worship through your heart. That is the part where you are not to be conformed to the world, but must be transformed by the renewal of your mind. This is referring to the process of sanctification, which allows you to worship with your heart.
所以我们敬拜的不但是口，不但是心，而且呢，你要改变你这个人。这个改变本身呢，就是敬拜的一个部分。
So as you worship, it is not just through your lips, but through your heart, but also involves change. And when your entire being is being changed, that is part of your worship.
所以在这边我们讲到说，我们整个人要不要？你没有注意到说，这里他讲到说不要。其实我们的华文圣经，如果你仔细看的话，你看的话，我们看刚才，你看我们华文圣经说不要效法这个世界。但是你看英文的，他说 not be conformed 是被动的，意思说这个世界要同化你，我们不允许它来同化我们。
And in the Chinese, it actually doesn't carry that tense very well, but in the English it says do not be conformed. This is passive. And in other words, we are not to be actually should not let the world influence us.
所以你要知道，我们这个 conform 这个字的这个变化，是不要效法这个字。这个效法这个字呢，是在外表上变得越来越像，就是我们不要在外表上跟他们的这个行为举止一模一样。
And this is referring to external actions that we shouldn't be acting like the rest of the world externally.
但是如果你讲到要改变，要心意更化，心意更新而变化，那个 transform 是指从心里面变出来。
But to be transformed, that is actually internal, is stemming from the heart.
因为我们信了主的人，我们有一个新的生命，我们有一个新的 DNA。但是我们如果让这个 DNA 呢，让这个新的生命活出来呢，让他这个圣灵用我们的生命活出来的呢，那个就是我们要的。
After we believe in the Lord, we are now we receive new life, and now this DNA, this new DNA is in us. And what we need to do is to allow this new DNA to live out our lives through us.
所以我们已经是新的人，不要在外表学别人，学像这个世界一样。我们要从世界里面分别出来。
We are already a new person, so do not be like the rest of the world. And we need to set ourselves apart from the world.
主耶稣这么样讲，他说我已经将我的道赐给你他们。神主耶稣祷告的时候，我将我的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，如同我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。这个是约翰十七章十四到十五节。
In John 17:14, Jesus prayed thus: I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one.
所以我们信主了之后，没有神没有叫我们离开世界，反而是他反而差我们进入世界，好像马太福音十章第十六节，他说：“我差你们去，如同羊进入狼群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。”
So after we believe in God, He did not immediately take us away from this world, but instead He sends us into the world, just as Matthew 10:16 says, "Behold, I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves." So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们信主之后呢，我们有一个新的生命。
So brothers and sisters, after we believe in the Lord, we have new life.
我们不属于这个世界。
We no longer belong to this world.
这个世界所做的东西，我们都不认同，因为他们违背神的旨意。
We do not agree with the things that this world does because they are against God's will.
所以主教了我们不要爱世界和世界的事情。
That's why the Lord teaches us not to love the world and the things of the world.
为什么不要爱这个世界呢？
Why shouldn't we love this world?
因为这个世界是敬拜另外一个王，另外一个神。
Because this world worships another God, another king.
因为主耶稣在约翰十四章三十节，他说：“以后我不再跟你们多说，因为世界的王要到，他在我里面毫无所有。”
Because John 14:30, Jesus said, "I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me."
同时呢，约翰一书五章十节，他说这个全世界都握在那个恶者的手中。
And 1 John 5:19 tells us the whole world lies in the power of the evil one.
所以你不要搞错了，这个世界不是属于神的。
So do not be mistaken, for this world does not belong to God.
现在不是。
At least it's not now.
现在他的有他的王。
And at present, this world has its own king.
但是他在神的主权底下。
But it is under God's control.
神还给他们时间。
God is still giving them time.
时间到的时候呢，神就必然会惩罚这个世界。
When the time has arrived, God will definitely punish this world.
这个时候呢，我们不要去跟随世界跟世界上的事情。
So at this time, we shouldn't be following the world and the things of the world.
而且呢，在约离哥林多后书四章四节，他说这个这些不信的人呢，他们被世界的神弄瞎了眼睛。
And 2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us that the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers.
所以你看到这个世界现在呢是有一个恶者，是一个世界的王，是一些世界的神都在管理控制。
So right now in this world there is an evil one, the ruler of this world who is ruling and controlling this world.
所以以弗所书六章十二节说我们。跟我们打的仗呢，我们不是以那属血气的征战，而是以那个执政的、掌权的、管辖幽暗世界、天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
That's why Ephesians 6:12 tells us we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
所以我们基督徒必须要跟世界征战，因为我们属于不同的世界，这个世界的王，这个世界 的这个神，跟我们的神，跟我们的价值观完全不同，而且彼此抵触。
So Christians should be struggling with this world because we belong to two different worlds and we worship two different kings and we have different sets of value system and everything is in contrast and is against each other.
所以我们不要跟随世界。
So we are not to follow the world.
以弗所书二章十二二章以弗所书二章一到二节说，以前我们曾经跟着他，现在不要跟他。
Ephesians 2:1 tells us, in the past you used to follow this world, but you shouldn't do this any longer.
以弗所书二章一到一二节，他说你们死在罪恶过犯之中，他叫你们活过来，那时就是还没信主之前，你们在其中行事，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Ephesians 2:1 says, and you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience.
所以你会发现到这个世界不属于我们，我们也不属于世界。
So this world does not belong to us, and neither do we belong to this world.
以前我们曾经跟从世界。
In the past, we were following the world.
但是你信主之后呢，不要跟以前一样。
But after you believe in the Lord, do not be like the past.
所以耶稣耶稣约翰一书这个二章十五节说，不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
That's why 1 John 2:15 tells us, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以你要知道跟世界跟我们有分别，所以不要跟随他们。
So you must realize that the world is different from us.Therefore, do not follow them.
那个 world, 那个世界呢？其实它的原文的意思是这个世代。
Actually, the word world, the original the text actually means this era.
所以不只是说这个世界、这个地球，是指这个世代的这个有一个恶魔在管，他们的价值观、他们的观念、他们的这个生活，都不是我们要跟随，要从他们分别出来。
So it is not referring to the physical earth, the globe, but it is referring to this era which is being ruled upon by the evil one, and we are not to follow in their ways of life.
所以我们不要效法世界。
So do not be conformed to the world.
像我问大家了，什么叫不要效法世界？
So let me ask you, what does it mean not to be conformed?
别人抽烟，我们抽烟。
If they smoke, we smoke.
人喝酒，我喝酒。
They drink and we drink.
人跳舞，我也跳舞。
They dance and we dance.
他买万字票，我也买万字票。
And they buy Toto and we buy Toto.
他追求名誉地位，我也追求名誉地位。
He goes after fame and status, and we go after fame and status.
世界的人要他的孩子考到最好成绩，我们也要我们孩子考到最好的成绩。
The world wants their children to get good grades, and we want our children to get good grades.
这个是不是叫做跟随世界呢？
Isn't this conforming to the world?
我们要想，我们怎么样跟世界分别出来呢？
We want to think, how do we be set apart from the world?
有时候我们甚至这样想，我们说世界的人很僵硬，我们也很僵硬，其实我们也很适合世界。
And sometimes I think the world is so 僵硬 and we are also 僵硬 so we are actually just like them.
我们跟世界有什么不同？
What is our difference with the world?
我们的价值在哪里？
Where is our values?
我们的价值在神那里。我们不是，我们要孩子读书是要他尽他的能力，看神给他有多少能力，就按照忠心去做他的事情，而不是说他一定要考最好的成绩。
Our values are from God, and we want our children to study hard, not because we want them to score excellent results, but we want them.To be responsible and use what gift God has gifted them with.
如果神有给他这个恩赐，就尽量忠心的把这个恩赐用出来。今天我们会讲这一点。
And if God has so gifted them, we want them to use this gift exceedingly, like what we are going to be speaking on.
所以我们要跟世界，到底我们跟世界一模一样呢，还是我们跟他分别出来？
So are we the same as the world, or are we set apart from the world?
我可能跟大家讲过这个故事。我有一个弟兄告诉我说，有一次呢，他在这个shopping mall 这个购物中心里面，看到一个很长的排长龙，结果做什么呢？他说，哇，这个排长龙一定是好料，所以他也排。
And I have told you about this story before. A brother told me once that he was at the shopping center and he saw a long queue.He did not know what they were queuing for, but he figured that they must be queuing for something good, so he joined the queue.
结果他就排了一段时间，他就问前面的人：“你在排什么？前面是什么东西？什么好料？”
And after queuing for some time, he asked the person in front of him, and he asked, "What are you queuing up for? What is good in front?"
他说我也不知道。
And the person replied him, "I do not know."
你看到吗？世界走一个错误的方向，世界都不知道他走哪里去，你也跟着世界去走。
So look at this, the world does not know its direction and it might be going the wrong direction, and do you follow them?
我们不要跟随世界，不要跟随潮流，不要跟随他们的思想。
Do not follow the world, do not follow their thoughts, do not follow their fashion.
我们要分别出来，我们要想清楚为什么我们跟他们有什么不同。
And we need to think what are we, how are we different from them?
所以我们不要效法世界，但是我们要什么呢？要改变，怎么改变呢？是心意更新而变化。
So we must not conform to the world, but we must be transformed by the renewal of our mind.
你会看到我们也要改变，怎么改变呢？是从心里面改变出来，也是被动的。
So we are to be transformed. This refers to a change of the heart, but it is also passive.
很多时候我们看孩子，我们在教养孩子的时候，从外表去管制他，但是你要注意，真正有效的改变是从心里面变出来的。
Very often when we teach our children, we try to change their external behavior. But you want to know that true change stems from the heart.
他要从人看外表，神看心内心。
Man looks at the external, but God looks at the heart.
所以一个人真正的要在属灵面成长呢，他必须首先从心里面着手。
So if a person wants to change spiritually, firstly he must start from the heart.
所以诗篇一百一十九篇十一节说：“我将你的话藏在心里面，等我得罪你。”
Psalm 119:11 tells us, "I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you."
所以当我们读圣经，我们从明白圣经之后，从心里面改变出来，因为圣灵会拿主的话在我们心里面帮助我们、影响我们、带领我们、使我们明白之后呢，我们从心里要变。所以从里面心里变出来。
So as we read the word, as we read the Bible and we understand the words, the Holy Spirit will make use of the words of the Bible and causes us to change in our hearts, and this will lead to external changes too.
哥罗西书三章十六节是这么讲，他说：“当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的藏在心里，用诗歌、用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫。”心被恩感歌颂神。
And that's what Colossians 3:16 tells us, to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God.
所以怎么感呢？把基督的道理藏在心里面。
So how do we be transformed? Let the word of Christ dwell in you.
为什么我们每一个每一周主日的早上呢，不断的传讲神的话，让你明白神的话，原来神的话是这样，然后你愿意去改，你祷告神就改，让你去改。所以 be transformed 就被神的话感化，慢慢去引导，慢慢去改变。
And why do we preach God's word here every Sunday morning? Because we want you to understand the word of God, and when you understand the word of God, you are moved by the Holy Spirit to want to change. So in that sense, you are being transformed by the word of God.
所以在这里呢，我们看到这个约翰十七章十七节是这么讲说：“求你用真理使他们承认你的道就是真理。”
John 17:17 says the same thing: "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth."
怎么样承认呢？是神的话使到我们承认。
How can we be sanctified? It is the word of God that sanctifies us.
神的话怎么使我们成圣呢？因为神的话能够有功效，能够进到我们里面呢。我们听了神的话，明白之后，我们要去变的时候呢，圣灵就改变我们，所以慢慢的变出来。
So how does the word of God sanctify us? It is when we understand the word of God, and the word of God becomes effective in our lives, and the Holy Spirit uses the word of God to cause change starting from inside our hearts, and slowly we will get changed.
哥罗西书三章十节也是这么讲，说穿上新人，这新人是在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他的主的形象。
Colossians 3:10 says the same thing. Having put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of his creator.
所以你是从明白了，从知识上渐渐更新，这个知识是真知识，是从圣经来的知识，慢慢的更新明白之后，愿意 神灵就会将它改变，使到我们越来越像主耶稣，是从心里面出来的。
So this true knowledge is actually coming from the Word of God. And when you understand the Word of God, you grow in knowledge. And when you are willing to change, the Holy Spirit will cause you to change starting from your heart.
所以我们不要效法世界，我们要在心里面多读者话，多祷告，圣灵就改变我们，我们就越来越像主耶稣。
So do not be conformed to the world, but in our hearts we need to be renewed.We need to be transformed by the word of God through the Holy Spirit.
所以罗马书第一章第二节，第一节到第二节说，第一呢，我们看到一个劝勉，然后我们看到两个命令。
So from Romans 12:1-2, first we see the counsel to worship, and then we see the commands of worship.
然后呢，我们再看到一个敬拜的结果。
And then we see the consequence of worship.
你看下去，在这里他说。不要效法这个世界和只要心意更新而变化，叫你们，你看到吗？叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
That, so that by testing you may discern, 或者是因此这个是一个结果。如果是这样的话呢，你。因此你就能够知道，你就能够证明，这个 New American Standard 就发力神 ，so that you can approve， 或者是说你可以明白，或者你可以知道。
That or so that which means is a result, and because of this, you will be able to discern what is the will of God. You will know God's will.
所以在这里他讲到说，你。叫你们查验这两个字，查验明白，这个查验是知道，能够明白或者能够肯定，原来神的旨意是这么好的。
By testing, you may discern. So it's actually also can be understood as by testing, it means to that you will understand and that you will acknowledge that God's will is actually good.
这个字呢，查验是什么意思呢？就拿好像一个金子，它拿来用。火焚烧的时候，能够显出它的晶晶来，把它最纯的那个部分，等把这些肮脏污秽的都去掉，使到它里面最纯的、最好的彰显出来。
And the word translated testing is actually the same word used in refining of gold. That when you refine gold, you actually burn it with fire, and the impurities will be burned, and what comes forth is pure and good.
所以这个字呢，在这个彼得前书也是用过 ，dokimazo， 他叫你们信心既被试验，就是你的信心被试验之后，好像被火试验，能像人坏的钉子，能显出宝贵，在耶稣基督显现的时候，可以得到称赞、荣耀跟尊贵。
And this same word is found in 1 Peter 1:7, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire.May be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以我们怎样敬拜？
So how do we worship?
我们敬拜呢是要不但是口头，不但是心，而且要有行动。这个行动有两个部分，第一就是改变我们自己，使到我们愿意顺服神，愿意越来越像主。
When we worship, it is not only through our lips and through our hearts, but there must be action and.This action is two parts. The first part is we need to be transformed, and when we are transformed from our hearts, we will be willing to worship and we are willing to change.
这个改变呢，是从心里面、从思想里面、从知识里面去改变。
And this change is from deep inside the heart, and it is through the thoughts and through our knowledge that we change.
不但是我们改变，同时呢，不但是我们这个人改变，心里也改变。之后你看第三节，我凭着所赐给我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人的信心大小，看得合乎中道。
And not just change, and not just change in the heart, and that's where we come to verse 3. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned.
你没有注意到，在英文圣经里面看到第三节，他说 "for"， 你看到了吗 ？"For by grace"， 他在讲的时候呢，你再看到第四节 "for 的时候呢，他在讲什么呢？他 是不是第三节单独存在呢？不是的，是借着上面也借着下面。
Verse 3, if you notice, begins with for or because, and verse 4 also for as because, which means that verse 3 is not stand alone. It actually comes from verse 2, it's flowing on, and verse 4 continues as well.
所以你心意更新变化之后呢，他说我凭着神所赐给我的恩对你们个人说，就说他是神赐给我个我的恩是什么呢？我是一个保罗，我是一个神的这个使徒，我凭着我的权柄，我告诉你这样做。
And when Paul says, after saying that you are to be transformed by the renewal of your mind, now he says, for by the grace given to me, he is saying that God has given him the grace, or in other words, Paul has received this apostleship from God.So now he has the authority to tell you what you ought to do.
所以他凭着他的这个恩赐，凭着他保大使徒保罗的恩赐，他说我对你们每一个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照神所赐分给我们个人的信心，看的大小，看的合乎中道。
So as the apostle Paul, he was given this grace of apostleship by God, and he says to everyone among you.Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think.
所以他是讲什么？是讲到说我们个人自己看自己吗？但是呢，你注意看第四节，正如是刚好第三跟第四节应该连在一起。他说你们不要看自己过于单看的，怎么看呢？正如我们一个身子有很多肢体，肢体也不是同样有用同样的用处。第五节说我们这许多人在基督里是同一个互相联络的肢体，也是如此。所以他是讲这个 community 生活，就是讲。
And he says, among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment. So is this just referring to a personal, that you on your own? But no, because in verse 4, he continues and says 4, it means verse 4 and verse 3 is linked. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function.So we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. So when we consider ourselves, it is not alone. We are actually in a community of believers.
如果你再看第三节，他说，我凭神所赐给的恩，赐给我的恩，对你们个人说，要看 ，think， 其实英文圣经翻译成 think， 不要看自己过于所当看的。然后呢，要按照神分给个人信心的大小，看的和呼声大。这边有三个看，这个意思说，你要仔细的想清楚、看清楚神在你身上的工作。
Verse 3 again, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment. And the word think is repeated 3 times. In other words, you got to think carefully.
所以你这边第一个看，他说你不要看自己，看你所能。其实它是三个字，看字呢 ，the three word thing 是同一个字。一个是 hyper， 不要看你自己太多，看得太高。然后最后一个看的是要看得合乎中道，就看到恰当的意思。
And the three words think are actually the same Greek word. So do not think of yourself more highly, but you should think of yourself with right.Sober judgment, in other words, you must think rightly of yourself.
所以我用这三个这个思想来看呢，第一呢，思想我们神给我们的恩赐。
So I use this word think first. Think about the word the gifts God gave you.
所以他在这里讲说，我凭着神赐给我的恩，向你们说，不要看自己看当过于所当看的，意思说不要把自己看高了。
Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. Don't look upon yourself as higher than you deserve.
很多人觉得我很有恩赐，我有才干，我比别人好。所以你在教会里面，你不要以为你比别人好。
Many people think that I'm so talented and I'm much better than others. But in the church, do not think of yourself as better.
所以这个真的不要看高了，这个 hyper 就不要看过于了你自己的这个，你到底是谁呢？
Do not think of yourself more highly.
弟兄姐妹，我们到底是谁？
Who am I, brother and sister?
你要搞清楚我们到底是谁。
You must be clear who we are.
如果我们知道神的救恩是何等的伟大，我们知道我们曾经是犯罪的人，曾经是软弱失败的人，曾经是 预备下地狱的那一天。
If you know how great God's salvation gift is, and if you know how sinful we are, and we belong to those people who are hell bound.
所以呢，我们一无所不一无是处，我们没有什么可以夸的。
There's nothing that we can boast of.
今天的人常常提高讲我们这个讲我们常常有这个low self-esteem， 就说我们的自尊不够高，我们所以我们有问题。
Today many people say that these people are suffering from psychological issues because they have low self-esteem。
我们每一个人都有 low self-esteem， 我们低自尊心。
So they say everyone has low self-esteem。
我告诉你知道吗？自卑是自我中心的表现。
Let me tell you, actually, having low self-esteem is a manifestation of self-centeredness.
如果你真的觉得自己不配呢，你不会觉得为什么我自卑，我没有自卑的。如果我真的觉得自己不配呢，我去扫地，我去做很多东西呢，我也不要人看到我，我很满足，这个叫做真的自卑。
If you are really having low self-esteem.That means you are actually seeing yourself as very lowly. You will do all the lowly jobs like sweeping the floor and you wouldn't want people to know about it because you really think of yourself as very low.
Not only that, contented. Wow, 我是这样做是恰当的，我做得很开心。
And you will be very contented doing that lowly job because you see yourself as that low and so you'll be contented doing a lowly job.
但是你在做的时候，在找的时候，为什么没有人看到我？你看，我应该更高，为什么没有？很自卑，你看。你的自卑是说你很人没有看到你的好处，没有看到你应该做得更高。
But unfortunately, when you actually are doing that lowly job and you are thinking to yourself, why isn't anybody looking at me? And I need to be doing something better than this. That's not low self-esteem. It's actually you are thinking too highly of yourself.
我们每一个人都是太过骄傲的人。
Actually, all of us, each and every one of us, are proud.
每一个人。其实我们对自己的观念都超越了神对我们的看法。
Actually, how each of us view ourselves has exceeded what God has seen.
你懂什么叫谦卑吗？
Do you know what humility?
谦卑就是神，耶稣基督本来是神，不以同等与神为强做的，意思说他不把自己当成是神，他把他降低，本来在这边，但是他降低，这个叫做谦卑。
Jesus, we know, is God, but he did not consider his deity something to be grasped, but he lowered himself and he lowered himself and he lowered himself, so that is humility.
这个是谦卑。
This is true humility.
但是如果我们知道我们是谁，我们本来就是罪人，本来就是被死囚呢，面对死亡，面对死刑的人呢，有什么好夸的呢？如果我们觉得自己受伤了，其实我们把自己看高了。
If you know rightly about yourself, we are sinners and we are actually death convicts. If we are death convicts, there is really nothing that we can boast about, and we need to view ourselves rightly. But if you start thinking of yourself as deserving this or that, that means you are thinking too highly of yourself. In fact.If you feel offended, you are actually thinking too highly of yourself.
主的有一个仆人这么说，他说如果有人讲话伤害到你，心受到伤害，你已经太骄傲了。
There is a servant of God who once said this: If somebody says something and you feel hurt or offended, actually you are just too proud.
如果我们知道我们本来是死在罪恶过犯当中，我们只是死囚。但是神提拔我们，神恩典临到我们，给我们救恩，成为神的儿子，这是恩典。恩典是我们不配有的，不是不要以为我们自得，我们根本不自得。但是神给我们这个叫恩典。
But if you know that we are dead in our trespasses, and we are nothing but death convicts, and when God saved us, He actually gave us grace, and grace is something that is undeserved. It is an undeserved favor.That is God's grace. If we really recognize that, then we will not think too highly of ourselves.
所以我们每一个人，如果在神面前，我们是一个死囚，已经要面对这个地狱的人，有什么值得骄傲的吗？
If before God, each and every one of us is a death convict who is facing judgment in hell, is there anything that we can be proud of?
所以我们每一个人，其实我讲说，我们根本不可能谦卑。
So I always say we cannot be humble.
为什么呢？谦卑是主耶稣，他本来是神，他降地，我们已经在地板了，怎么降
？And I just said that humility is like Jesus. He is God, but he lowered himself. But we are already at the lowest point. How low can we? How much lower can we get?
不要讲降，我们不要高，不要骄傲就好。
Let's not talk about being humble. As long as you're not proud, that'll be good enough.
很多人说我有才干，我有智慧，我有地位，我有想法，我有。你觉得你有这些东西呢？其实这些东西是你的吗
？And some people say, but I have talents, and I have status, and I have this and that. But does all these things belong to you?
圣经告诉我们，连口中的气都是神所赐的。
The Bible tells us even the breath in your mouth is given by God.
我们的生命也是神所赐的。
Our life is given by God.
我们的才干也是神所赐的。
Our talents come from God.
我们的机会也是神所赐的。
And even opportunities come from God.
我们每一样东西都是属于神的，每一样东西是属于我们的。
Everything that we have belongs to God. Nothing belongs to us.
加拉太书六章三节说：“人若无有，还自以为有，就是自欺了。”
Galatians 6:3 says, "For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself."
你看到吗？本来我们一无所有，这些东西都是连我们的生命都是恩典，都是神赐给我们的礼物，我们不配有。
We actually have nothing. Even our lives, they are gifts from God, and we do not deserve it.
那么很多时候我们。连我们说我们是基督徒，其实你怎么样成为基督徒呢
？And sometimes we say, but we are Christian. How do you become a Christian？
啊，很多时候你知道圣经里面我们跟大家讲过很多次了，我们成为基督徒是神的恩典。他说，哥林多前书1:26说，弟兄们，可见你们蒙召的时候，按肉体的有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，尊贵的不多，神却拣选世上愚拙的、有智慧的，叫智慧的羞耻。拣选了地上软弱的叫强壮的羞耻，拣选了世上卑贱的叫被人厌恶的，以及无有的叫被人背弃的，叫一切有血气的在神面前一点都不能自夸。
And we talked about 1 Corinthians 1 before. How did we become Christians in the first place? For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise.God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God.
请问你是不是被神所蒙召的呢？
Are you among the ones who are called by God?
如果你是信徒，你是神所蒙的，得神恩典，被神所蒙召的。
If you are a believer, then you are a recipient of God's grace and you were called by God.
如果你是被神所召的，我猜有智慧的不多，有尊贵的不多，有能力的不多。我们就是那一个没有被人厌弃的，被人这个地上卑微的。神拣选我们是要叫强壮的羞耻，叫这些一切无有的，神是要使。叫这一切有血气的在神面前都不能自夸。
And if you are indeed called by God, then I would guess that not many were powerful, not many were of noble birth, but in fact, you are the foolish in the world, and you are the weak in the world, and you are the low and despised in the world, and God chose you in order to shame the wise and to shame the strong.
所以你会看到吗？为什么我们会被拣选？是因为神的恩典就是这样，是我们不配，神赐给我们。
Why were we chosen? That is actually God's grace. We did not deserve it, and yet God gave it to us.
所以我们不要以为自己很有才干。
So do not think of yourself as being highly talented.
所以彼得前书5:5主说：“神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。”
That's why 1 Peter 5:5.Says God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble.
所以我们看到罗马书12:3是在讲什么？他说我们以为我们自己有恩典，以为我自己恩典特别比别人大。我是属保罗，我是属巴波罗，我的恩典比你强，我比你更加配得。你看高了自己，你要看得合乎中道。
And so coming back to Romans, do not think of yourself as more highly than you ought to think. Some people think that you know they are more spiritual than others. They are of Paul, they are of Cephas, etc. But no, you ought not to think of yourself more highly, but to think with sober judgment or think rightly of yourself.
我们每一个人呢，所神给我们的恩典，赐给我们的都是礼物，都是神的恩典，是我们不配得的。
Everything that we have is given by God, and that is His grace. We do not deserve it.
我们再看十二章三节，再一次，他说：“我凭着我所赐给我的恩，就是保罗说，我凭着神赐给我的恩，对你们说，我是保罗，我是使徒，我对你们个人说，你看到个人两个字吗？”
And when we come back to Romans 12:3, for by the grace given to me, Paul is saying that I, as the apostle of God, say to everyone among you.
所以我要告诉你，每一个信徒都有恩赐。
So I want to tell you, every believer has a spiritual gift.
以弗所书四章七节说，我们个人蒙恩都是照着基督所量给个人每一个人的恩典。
Ephesians 4:7 says that grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift.
所以你看到每一个人呢，这边讲到我们每一个人都有神，当我们信主的时候呢，圣灵赐给我们每一个人都有这个属灵的恩赐。
Everyone, each one of us, meaning when we first believed in Jesus, the Holy Spirit gave each one of us a spiritual gift.
所以我问你，你有没有用你的恩赐侍奉神？
So I ask you, did you use your gift to serve God?
你说我敬拜神，敬拜神，敬拜包括用你的恩赐来侍奉，你有没有用？
And you say I worship God, but worship includes using your gift to serve God. Did you use your gift?
所以我再讲一次，如果你来教会，如果你每一个礼拜来教会，你只是来教会，然后回家什么都没有做，你根本你的敬拜不完全。
And let me say this again, if you come every Sunday to church and you do nothing but you just sit there and then you leave, let me tell you, your worship is not complete.
因为圣经讲说你要将身体献上，全人献上，然后呢去侍奉神，怎么侍奉呢？应用你的恩赐。
Because the Bible says you have to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. How to present your bodies to serve God, that is to use your gift.
所以你必须要来教会预备说我要怎么样侍奉，我要问候一个人，关心一个人，排椅子也好，打扫也好，做什么，你不是做给人看，也不是为我做，也不是为谁做，你是为神做。
So when you come to church, you must come with a heart prepared to serve and to do something, be itto ask whether somebody is doing well and or to show your care and concern or to actually arrange chairs or to sweep the floor. You are not doing this for me nor doing this for anybody else, but you are doing this for God.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要知道你来教会呢，你不是来教会受我们服侍。我告诉你，你来的时候呢，是的，我们要服侍你，这是我们要，但是你来的时候你要抱着一个心态，我来服侍神。怎么服侍呢？服侍在这里的每一个弟兄姐妹。
So when you come to church, do not come expecting to be served. Yes, indeed, we are here to serve. But you too must have the attitude of coming to serve. And you want to serve God through serving the brothers and sisters.
你说我看不见神，怎么样侍奉他？他又摸不着，看不到，怎么服侍他呢？
And you say, I cannot see God, he's invisible, I cannot touch him nor see him, how do I serve him?
主耶稣说：“你坐在一个最小的这个小子身上，就是等于坐在我的身上。”马太25:40。
Matthew 25:40, Jesus said, "Whatever that you do to the smallest of these, you are doing to me."
所以弟兄姊妹，你来教会敬拜的时候，你要准备来服侍，你要准备来做工。
So brothers and sisters, when you come to church, you must come prepared to serve. You must come prepared to work.
我们跟大家讲，旧约的人去教去圣殿敬拜的时候是带牛带羊，他要准备要杀牛要杀羊，很多工作做的。
And we said before that the Old Testament people, when they went to the temple, they have to do a lot of things. They bring bulls and they bring lambs. There's lots to be done in their worship.
所以你来教会要准备去关心、去爱护、去帮助另外一个人、帮助另外一个弟兄姐妹。不是说我来这边就是来这边等你们看看你们有什么表演，你们这里没有表演的，我不来的。
And so when you come to church, you must come with readiness to show love and concern. You must come with readiness to help others, to serve rather than to cross your hands and say, I want to come and see what entertainment you have. If you have no entertainment, I'm not coming next time.
所以这段圣经是在罗马书12章第一节接下来是说, 将身体献上当作是活的, 所以是活物, 有动作的, 有心的, 有这个行动的, 去圣洁的, 是神所喜悦的, 你如此的侍奉, 是神所喜悦的。
Going back to verse 1, you have to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, living, active, there is action, you are moving, you are doing something, and this is holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
所以彼得前书四章十节，个人要照所得的恩赐，彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
1 Peter 4:10, as each has received the gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's very grace.
所以这个非常重要，你来这边的时候，你不要说你，反正你去任何一个教会都好，你要准备去服侍。
And this is crucial when you come to church. And in fact, not just to our church, whichever church you go to, you need to be prepared to serve.
而且弟兄姐妹，我们讲过很多次了。你打开以弗所书看一看，第四章， 以弗所书第四章第十二节。
And we've said this many times, brothers and sisters, turn to Ephesians 4:12.
以弗所书四章第十二节，他说，或者从十一节看起，他说，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师，有教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。 这等到我们众人在正道上同归于义，认识神儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Let's start from Ephesians 4:11. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
你看到神所赐的恩赐呢？ 来做什么呢? 为要成全圣徒各尽其职，你看到吗？
And look at what God did. He gave all these gifts for the purpose to equip the saints for the work of ministry.
你看到吗? 他赐给使徒、先知、这个教师、牧师，他赐牧师的时候， 来 equip you， 来装备你，装备成全是装备你。 各尽其职，谁尽其职？每一个人尽你应该尽的责任，不是牧师做完所有的东西，是每一个人做完他应该做的事情。
Then God gave to the church pastors and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry. So the pastor is here to equip you to do the job. You must do it, and not the pastor do everything.
所以我装备你是让你更好的服侍神，更好的服侍弟兄姐妹。 是服敬拜神，通过服侍敬拜神，那么当然怎么敬拜神，就是服侍弟兄姐妹。So
I will equip you so that you can actually worship God by serving other brothers and sisters.
所以我再说一遍，如果你每一个礼拜只是去听到，回家什么都不做，你的敬拜不完全。So
let me say this again. If you come every week just to listen to the sermon, and then you return home without doing anything, that is not worship.
你看到这边，所以保罗说，我要告诉你，你好好的想一想，神给你什么恩赐，你连恩赐都没有用到，这个不叫做敬拜神。So
firstly, you must think about the gifts God has gave you, and think about how you use them. If you did not use the gift, then you did not worship God.
所以他这边不是告诉你，我们说我们只是想我自己做自我检讨，是的，自我检讨在什么，在 context， 就是说他上下文告诉我，是因为正如你看第四节，正如我们是一个身体，有好些肢体，意思说一个身体，我有手有脚有耳朵有眼睛，这些都是每一个肢体有不同的用处，但是我们同是一个身体，所以要互相联络，你们也是要这样。
And yes, indeed, there is self-examination involved, but verse 4 shows us that this self-examination is in the context of a community of believers. For as in one body, we have many members, there is hands and there is feet, there is ears, eyes, etc. And the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members one of another.
弟兄姐妹，我要讲清楚。 我们信主之后，神没有把我们丢弃，放在外面做孤儿。Brothers
and sisters, I want to make this clear. When we become believers in God, in Christ, God did not leave us as orphans outside.
他设立教会。
He established the church.
在教会里面，他 安立了教师牧师。
And in the church, he gave the church pastors and teachers.
刚才我们给大家看以弗所书第四章那段经文，他给教师牧师来装备信徒，来预备，使到他们能够各尽其职。
And we saw just now Ephesians 4:12, God gave the church pastors and teachers to equip the saints so that they can do the work of ministry.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
一个信徒信主之后，他必须加进教会。
A believer, when he believes in Christ, he must join a church.
那么他神按在教会里面设立有牧师跟教师来看顾、来带领、来教导这些门徒、来爱护这些门徒、这些信徒。
And God has given the church pastors to teach, to love, and to equip, and to look after all these disciples.
你知道很多人说我不用人教，我读圣经就自己会了。
Do you know a lot of people say I need no one to teach me, I just need to read the Bible and I know.
如果你这样想的话，你比神聪明。
If you think like that, you are claiming to be smarter than God.
明显神说我要给教会牧师、教师，这个是我设计的一个方法，就是信徒必须来教会，牧师、教师要教他们。带领他们，然后使他成长，这是神的计划，这是神的旨意。
Because it is God's will and plan, as clearly stated in Ephesians 4:12, that He gave pastors to teach the saints, to equip the saints.
让我再讲一次。很多时候呢，我们读圣经，有时候好像明白，知识上明白，怎么做不会做，所以牧师、教师、长老、教会领导就是做榜样给你看，这样做，跟着我做，要有信心。怎么有信心？你跟着我做，所以有带领，有这个mentorship 的意思，就是有这个做导师领导你，不但是知识上，是给你看怎么行出来。
And I've said this before, but let me say this again: that sometimes when you read the Bible, you seem to understand its teaching, but you do not know how to put it into practice. So that's where the pastor, the leaders, the elders of the church will come along and to show you how it is done through their example. And this is actually the concept of mentorship.
所以一个信徒不可以不去聚会。
So a believer cannot avoid gathering.
他必须来到教会，必须要有教会的这些神的这个神安立的这些牧师、教师、领袖来看顾、照顾、带领、教导他们。
He must come to church where God has given pastors and leaders to teach and to lead them.
不但是这样，信徒有恩赐彼此服侍。
And not just that, believers have spiritual gifts that they can serve one another.
所以这边讲到牧师要使到他们各尽其职，每一个人有自己的功用，好的彼此的服侍，整个教会就会活起来。
And the passage tells us that the pastor will equip the saints for the work of ministry, each one doing what he is supposed to do, and the entire ministry will become alive.
在还没讲下去之前，我先讲一节圣经呢。大家，你在我们当中一段时间，你就知道这。我们很多人不明白什么叫做圣灵的洗。
And we have said this about this verse before, and many people do not understand what's the meaning of being baptized by the Spirit.
圣灵的洗的意思呢？如果你看哥林多前书12:13，说我们不是犹太人，是新约人或者希腊人，我们是为奴的，也不是自主的，是从一位圣灵受洗进入一个身体。意思说，圣灵的洗是圣灵把信徒的人 merge。把信徒加进教会，这个过程叫做圣灵的洗，只有一次，我们信主的时候才发生一次，不是每一次要圣灵的洗。
1 Corinthians 12:13 says, For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. So this baptism by the Spirit, which is misinterpreted very often, actually represents when we believe God, when we believe Jesus, the Holy Spirit merges us with the church.
意思说，我们要加进教会多少次？一次。这个是指耶稣基督的身体。我们一次进去，他就是 part of the member， 就是我们永远是属于耶稣基督的身体。所以我们必须在基督里面呢，不断的教导，不断的劝勉，我们也要彼此用我们的恩赐，直到神的教会建立起来。
So this baptism by the Spirit happens only once when you believe and you are baptized into one body, meaning the Holy Spirit adds you into the Church of Christ, and this happens only once and it doesn't need to be repeated over and over again, and this is what we are supposed to do when the Spirit brings us into the church, we are to serve one another.
像为什么神要给我们恩赐呢？
Why does God give us spiritual gifts?
是要我们不单是彼此服侍，而是叫别人得益处。
Not just to serve one another, but it's for the common good.
你看哥林多前书十二章七节说，圣灵显在个人身上，是叫人，不是这个人是指众人，不是指我，是叫众人，是叫所有的人得益处。
And 1 Corinthians 12:7, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. In other words, it's not for my own good, but it's for everyone else.
神给我们恩赐做什么？
Why did God give us spiritual gifts?
是要众人得恩赐 的好处。
So that others will benefit.
什么意思呢？如果你不做你的恩，你不 exercise, 你不使用你的恩赐，所以怪不得我们受亏损。
And if you do not exercise your spiritual gift, no wonder we did not benefit.
所以教会就受亏损。
And the church is hurt.
耶稣基督的身体就受到亏损。
The body of Christ is hurt.
因为在神的计划里面，他要我们每一个人，他知道我们每一个人有不同的恩赐。可能你有关怀的恩赐，你有这个恩赐，有可能有些人有，就像我们看去，有些人有施舍的恩赐，有些人有管理的恩赐，有些人有不同的恩赐。不管你是什么恩赐，你反正要用就对了。
And everyone has a different gift. You might have a gift of caring. You might have a gift of generosity. There all these gifts, we will be looking at it later. But whatever gift that you have, everyone must exercise his gift.
你知道吗？很多人说，哎，我都不知道我的恩赐什么，所以我没办法做。
And many people say, I do not even know what's my gift, so I don't know what to do.
如果你不知道你的恩赐什么，我就给你这节圣经，你不知道怎么做。
If you do not know what is your gift, I will show you this verse and you will know what to do.
因为神给我们恩赐是叫别人得益处，所以你去做一点东西，反正你做一些东西，别人觉得哎呀，我得到很大的帮助，那个就是你的恩赐了。
So you just go and do something because it's for the common good. And when you go do something for somebody else and that person says that, ah, I have benefited from what you have done, there you are, that's your spiritual gift.
就好像志平，他如果常常向我唱歌，我听多了，我跟他讲，你没有这个恩赐。
It's like Qifeng, if he keeps singing to me and I will tell him, I don't think you have this gift.
啊，但是你觉得有恩赐，每个人都觉得，哎呀，你唱歌很好听，你应该有恩赐。
And if you have this gift, everyone thinks that you sing well, then you must have that gift.
你看到吗？他操练，他起来，他不断的翻译，中文、英文什么人都可以啊。他这个翻译的恩赐。
And if he keeps translating, whether it's Chinese or English, and he can do it both, it shows that he has the gift of translation.
所以你多用的时候，别人觉得，哎呀，为什么你每次跟我讲话，我都得很大的位？你可能有辅导的恩赐。
And if you keep using and exercising your gift, then people will realize your gift. For example, you might be counseling someone and that person always feels comforted by your counsel. Then you have the gift of counseling.
所以你做一些东西别人得到好处，大家都觉得你在这边做得很好，你真的是有这个恩赐，你就知道原来你这个恩赐就发掘出来了。
So when you keep doing something for somebody else,And people observe and find that you are doing it well, then you have just discovered your gift.
这样恩赐有哪多少种呢？
So how many types of spiritual gifts?
圣经里面有很多经文。
There are many lists.
但是我们会发现，其实不是所有，其实圣经没有给我们一个完整的清单。
But we realize that the Bible did not give us an exhaustive list.
啊，我给你看，第一呢，哥林多前书告诉我们。有使徒，有先知，有行异能的，有医病的，帮助的，治理的人，各方面的。
And First Corinthians shows us there are apostles, prophets, teachers, those who work miracles and gifts of healing, helping, administrating various kinds of tongues.
以弗所书里面也重复了传福音、牧师、教师、先知、使徒。
Ephesians repeats this: the apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers.
那么哥林多前书十二章那边又出现另外一个清单。
And in 1 Corinthians, there's another list.
那么在彼得前书四章又出现另外一个清单。
And also in 1 Peter 4:10, we find another list.
我们发现一件事情，圣经没有告诉我们多少种恩赐。
And we realize one thing, that the Bible did not specify how many types of gifts there are.
我们在讲属灵的恩赐的时候呢，我们讲过，其实每一个人的恩赐都不大一样。
When we were teaching about spiritual gifts, we talked about this. Everyone has a difference.
神没有说，哦，我只给你讲到恩赐，你什么恩赐都没有，只有一个讲到恩赐，不是的。
God did not say, I only give you the gift of preaching, you have no other gift, you only give the preaching.
他可能给你50%讲道，50%的传福音，20%的辅导等等，但是呢，它是一个混合体，所以它各方面都有。
And God might give you 50% of preaching, 20% of counseling, and 20% of something else. But generally what this means is God has designed a special mixture of gifts for you.
所以呢，问题不是说我要去找到底是哪一种，反正你服事就对了。
So the question is not I want to discover what is my gift, but rather you just go and serve.
你去服事的时候，众人就认出来，就说啊，你有这个，你帮我们做这个。
And when you start serving, people around you will recognize that, ah, you are gifted in this area, so please help us do this.
所以这个就是我的第三点。
And this is the third point.
你必须要使用。
You need to exercise your gift.
我们的第一点就是思想神给你的恩赐。
So the first point is to think about the gifts God gave you.
要思想得恰当，不要骄傲。
And you must think rightly of yourself
and not be proud. 神给你恩赐是要帮助别人的。
God gave you gifts to help others.
第二，你要思想神的教会。你在这个教会里面，神给你恩赐，放你在教会有什么意思呢？意思叫你服侍。
Secondly, think about the church of Christ. God gave you the church, or God put you into the church. For what purpose? Is for you to serve one another.
所以第三点呢，你看第六节，他说就是要你思想了怎么样使用恩赐来服侍。
And thirdly, think about how to exercise your gift.
你看第六节是罗马书12章第六节，按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，说预言的就当按照信心的程度说预言，做知识的就当专利知识，做教导的就当专利教导，当做劝化的就是辅导，专利劝化，施舍的就当是诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
Verse 6, having gifts that differ according to the gift given to us, let us use them, if prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness.
所以什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
要专利，要忠心，要使用。
You must be faithful to use it.
我再说一遍。
Let me say this again.
我们信主之后，保罗在第一章到第十一章讲这个罗马书的时候，告诉我们理论，十二章告诉我们它的应用。
Romans 1 to 11, Paul teaches us about the theology, and from chapters 12 onwards, he teaches us how to apply it.
所以十二章第一节说，保罗说，我所以弟兄们，以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，这是活祭，是活的，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦。你应当如此敬拜，或者你应当如此侍奉来敬拜，是理所当然的，是合乎逻辑的，你就必须要用。 你的这个这样恩赐，怎么改变自己，用恩赐来服侍教会，这个是神所喜悦的敬拜。So
chapter 12 verse 1, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is a spiritual worship. What you must do is not to be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. And you must then exercise your gift to serve, and this is how you worship.
弟兄姐妹，我们主日每一个主日来教会做什么？
Brothers and sisters, what do we come on Sunday for?
我们来敬拜神。
We come to worship God.
怎么敬拜？用口用心。
How do we worship? Using our lips, using our heart.
还是不够，还要用行动。
And that's not enough. It must also be through your actions.
行动就是用你的恩赐彼此服侍。
Is to use your gift and to serve one another.
圣经里面有很多彼此的东西 ，one another， 很多这些这样的命令。如果你一个人在家里根本没有彼此，来到教会，你就可以彼此服侍、彼此爱护、彼此关怀、彼此劝勉、彼此勉励，很多的彼此，这个就是你的服侍。
And the Bible is filled with the phrase one another. If you stay at home and you're on your own, there is no such thing as one another. But when you come to church, you serve one another, you care for one another, you do things for one another, and all these one another will become areas of your service.
如果你要敬拜神，想想你的恩赐，想想神的教会，想想怎么样用你的恩赐。
If you want to worship God, think about the gifts God gave you, think about the Church of Christ, and think about how to exercise your gift.
让我们同心祷告。
Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you once again for your word that so clearly exhorts us to do the right thing We ask Lord that you help us that we will not deceive ourselves and think too highly of ourselves and in fact think of ourselves as even higher than you. For when we do not obey your word and when we do not serve one another and thinking that we can worship you in some other way apart from the church, apart from serving in church, then what we are saying is we know more than what your word says. Help us to humble ourselves indeed to obey your word and to serve one another, and let this be a holy worship to you that is acceptable.